be good for a second so I can get the intro in.
Okay.
You're listening to the Jim Price Show.
My name is Logan, and I'm listening to the Jim Price Show.
I'm Jim Price with Jim Price Show Daily Update. It's January 26th. It's a Wednesday, 2022. Well, as professional as I'm trying to be over here on my side of the camera, it looks like I got a guy wrestling a monkey for the last banana. I'm not sure what he's really doing there, but I think this is – we got Chrissy Key. Everybody knows him by his street name of Chrissy Key. He's a rapper from Fort Lauderdale area, Florida. No, is that not right? Anyway, Chris Key, great guy, great friend of mine. He talks a lot about the poisons that we've been doing to our families and friends and our children for decades. We've talked extensively about the AMA and those kind of things. But all right, so Chris Key, looks like you've got your anti-jab machine behind you. Describe to us this Mustang you got, and what did you do to it?
Look at this, guys. This is the new automobile of the vaccine. What do I call this now? I call it the bioweapon, because I can't say that
the
word, right?
The bioweapon stopper.
The weapon stopper. But, guys, this is a moving billboard that we now have. If anybody that knows me, I'm the one that's put the bioweapon billboards all across the country, and we're wanting to have these all in 50 states. And now we have an automobile that is traveling around the country that shows everybody this is not a blank, but this is a bioweapon. And that shows right there in the back, backwards, the amount of deaths that have occurred from this bioweapon. As of this morning, I got to change it again. We're up to, I think, 22,350 deaths from this bioweapon and counting. And again, you know more than anybody knows that less than 1%, according to the VAERS, VAERS website, according to the Harvard study, 1% actually report. And, you know, that's their whole thing is like, well, it's not right. Yeah, we know it's not right. Less than 1% report. So what if the real numbers were reported? You're talking about 2 million people, Jim. Oh, yeah. 2 million people.
Yep. Oh, I get it, man. And that's what we're up against, is we're up against a bunch of lies. Now, here, let me give you this, though, Chrissy. I know that you understand that if only 1% of these adverse reactions have been actually recorded, then can you honestly believe that 80 million people have actually received it? That's the part where I think that they're lying to us in that way as well. I think they're lying in the other direction.
Well, I hope to God that is the case, because I pray about that every night, because I know, you know, all my medical doctors are telling me those that were foolish enough to take this bioweapon will be dead in 2 to 5 years.
Yep.
So hopefully to God, that is an inaccurate reporting, because the death that's coming, Jim, is going to be something like we've never seen in the history of the world.
Facebook has already put in, because I put vaccine police in your name up here, they've already put a disclaimer on my video.
Immediately, huh?
Yeah, they know that, but they don't know who hacked my account 2 weeks ago. Come on, man.
Not at all, brother.
Yeah, they don't know. It's magical, right? So, again, this is a situation where we're seeing the lies in motion. And, okay, so real quick, Chris. I went through, and I, you know, I've been with you and traveled with you, and I met you back in Michigan for the first time, it's been an adventure, to say the least. But now we even got you on Jimmy Kimmel, and they got your IMF stuff, or what is that,
IGF-1,
which, thank you, you guys send that to me religiously, and I use it religiously. I do see the benefits of it. But anyway, they did get a bottle of that, by the way. That was actually pretty impressive. They were able to do that skit and have that bottle on hand for the one guy to try it. Anyway, but what I'm saying is I met you a long time ago in Michigan, and I've seen you do through your several things like this. But now why is it that somewhere along the line, one of your videos, you decided to tell everybody that you are consuming your own urine? Why did that come out? Can you give us the complete story behind what you're actually doing by saying that.
Jim, we really got to go there.
Well, you're the one that sent me the links on it. I mean, you wanted me to see it, obviously. And if Jimmy Kimmel thinks it's important to disparage you, then obviously there's something there. Just like the bleach in the veins, which is the chlorine dioxide, just like the whole idea that, you know, HCQ and ivermectin and all these things are actually beneficial to your body. What was it that you were talking about? What was it you said? And clarify it for me.
Okay, Jim. Let me start off by saying, I always tell everybody, I'm not a medical doctor, I'm not a lawyer, I do not practice medicine, I do not practice law without a license. Do not believe anything I say, ever. Never believe anything Christopher Key says. But do what the Lord commands you to do, and that is test and prove all things. Not some things, guys, but all things. And if you do this, you'll find the truth, and the truth will make you free, okay? That being said, Jim, and everybody's told me to leave this alone and stop talking about it because you're making the entire movement look foolish by saying you drink your own urine. And that can be your opinion, Jim, and all your opinions and whatnot, but I have always done what my Lord and Savior taught me was to test and prove all things. And, Jim, 23 plus years ago, when my twins were born, you know, I went down a rabbit hole that took me to something that never stopped and never has stopped. I mean, every time I learn something, God shows me something else. And I've got to the point now where I'm like, enough's enough. I don't want to know anymore. I do because, you know, I know knowledge is power. And the best way to defeat these satanic, Luciferian, evil entities is with God and with God's knowledge. And 20-plus years ago, Jim, I came across a podcast with David Wolf. And do you know who David Wolf is?
Yes, I do.
Okay. David Avocado Wolf, and I came across his podcast where he was talking about drinking his own urine and how he had been working with a medical doctor, I think it was in South America, and they were injecting urine into these people with many, many different diseases and how it had cured all these diseases.
Right.
And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. There is no way in heck that urine is doing these things. But again, Lord says, test and prove all things.
Right.
So I went and bought a bunch of the books and went to the library and pulled up some books in the library about urine therapy. And I gave all in and I'm like, holy cow, this is crazy.
Right.
Because God's design is so amazing that homeopathically, it will create exactly what the body needs in its own urine. So, Jim, I started practicing it. I didn't ever talk about it to nobody because it was one of those things that, you know, I did it because the science was there, but I did a lot of things.
Right.
And I never brought it up. I may have brought it up with a couple of friends in passing and whatnot just to kind of test the waters. And they're all like, Christopher, you really are cray-cray. And I'm like, no, Lord says test and prove all things.
Right.
So anyway, Jim, I had just got out of prison in Birmingham, Alabama.
Right.
And I'm driving to Louisiana and I get a phone call. And on the other end of the phone
Prison. Now you spent, now I know you're different since you've been inside the Huskow. And now that you've gotten out, do you feel like you're rehabilitated?
Hell no.
Just asking for a friend. Go ahead.
There you go. So I get out and I'm driving to Louisiana and I get a phone call from a doctor, Edward Group. And, I have never physically talked to Dr. Edward Group. He and I have been at similar places speaking and on similar stages and whatnot. And I know of his work. I know his supplements are some of the best supplements I believe in the world. And I've always taken his supplements. So it was an honor, you know, to get a phone call from him to me. So he and I start talking. And I had listened to him speak at the Truth About Cancer. And he spoke about urine therapy. And he called me up and said, Christopher, you're not going to believe this, but I was on President Trump's vaccine, what they call the vaccine team, where they were doing all the research on COVID and vaccines and any kind of therapies that would help with COVID. Right. And he was part of his team, and he was meeting with Trump advisors and all their people every single day.
Right.
And he said, look, you know, I came across or some information came across my desk about how they were treating COVID. I think it was Asian. I may misspeak, but I think it was Asia, and they were treating it with urotherapy. And he said, Christopher, you know, I thought all this was crazy. And I broke in. I said, brother, it's not crazy. I said, I've been practicing it for 23 years. He said, oh, my God, really? I said, yeah. And he said, well, I have too. And he said he dove deep into it, and they were seeing amazing, amazing things. And then him and some other colleagues for the last 12 months have been doing more and more research. And he said, Christopher, you know, one of the things that that we're seeing is those that have been vaccinated, that have myocarditis, that have blood clotting, that have graphene oxide in their blood, me and my colleagues are seeing all those things go away. And I said, Doc, you got to be kidding me. That there is no way. He said, yes. He said, the body is creating the own antidote and giving it to us in our urine. Because, see, I know from the research that I'd done that if you got bitten by a snake, you know, a deadly snake, it's been proven with medical science that if you drink your urine within, I think it's 3 minutes, the body will have already produced the antidote for you, Jim. And, right. and people don't know this. People don't know. They say urine therapy is so gross and terrible. But do you know the first 90 days that you're growing in your mommy's tummy before your kidneys and liver are developed, the way you're being survived is through your urine. Okay.
Right.
This is real science, and they don't want you to know this. So he went on to tell me these things. And Jim, I don't know if we've ever talked about this, but you know, one of the things that has kept me up all night, every night is I believe, my personal opinion, that there is no disease on the planet we can't cure with what God intended us to take in, which is real water, real food, real supplements, real herbs, and real frequencies. I've seen it happen with cancer, AIDS, hepatitis, TB, you know, you name it. I've seen those diseases go away when those people utilize those five things.
Right.
But the one thing I know with science, and most all the medical doctors that I've talked to have told me that, Christopher, we don't know how to cut this mRNA technology off once you've injected into your body. And we believe that those that have taken this mRNA technology will be dead in 2 to 5 years.
Right.
So my prayer every night has been for God to show us a way to help those foolish people that took this bioweapon.
Right.
And when he told me that this was very possible, the antidote, it resonated with me, Jim. I'm like, this is very possible and probable, the antidote, because that would be the way that God would do something where we men could never figure it out. But if you understand science, for every action, there has to be an equal and opposite reaction.
Right.
And that would be the way that God would defeat this evil empire, by giving us the antidote in our own urine. So that night I was fired up about it. And I went in to give a presentation, and I don't know what came over me, but for the first time in my existence, I spoke out about it and I told the world. And the next thing I know, I'm getting a phone call, a bunch of phone calls that they just went national with it on Jimmy Kimmel show. So,
right.
And everybody said that I'm making the movement look crazy and I'm embarrassing everybody and this and that and the other. And I tell everybody, in all seriousness, Jim, I don't want to believe the things that I believe. I really don't. But you have to do what the Lord commands you to do, and that is test and prove all things. Not some things, but all things. And if you do this, you'll find the truth. And for those of you that go do the research on urine therapy, you will be amazed, guys. And that's what I tell people.
Well, what if this goes back to...
Hold on, Jim. I got to finish this off before I lose it.
All right.
This is what your people, your listeners, have to understand.
Okay.
If what I was talking about was so crazy, was so ridiculous and whatnot, they would leave it alone, because it would go away. This would have been old press within 7 days. It would have disappeared. But no, they're having to constantly put things out there to try to discredit me, to just try to discredit urine therapy, because they know when you do what the Lord commands you to do and test and prove all things, you will go find the research. You will find the randomized double-blind placebo studies that show this is safe, this is effective, this does help with many and all diseases. I want to know where the studies that show that it doesn't, okay? Show me those studies. Where are those studies at, Jim?
Right. Well, and that's just it. It's a way to disparage, you know, trying to make it sound crazy, right? That's how you do anything through fear. I was just going to say, I've actually just put in urine therapy benefits, and there are, it's just article after article after website after website after, and by the way, let me give you something here, and this is how crazy this may sound, but it doesn't sound that crazy, that actually I remember back in the mid-90s, Madonna said that she pees on her feet so that she doesn't get athlete's foot. And one of the things that, now wait, hold on. One of the things it says in here in this list of things is it helps with your, prevents bacterial infections, helps with your, what is it, acne and other skin problems. It's an antibacterial property that cures acne. And so the thing is that she said, she talked about it, but nobody said made fun of her back then. But yet here we are, and this is, I mean, I'm reading all these things, and these things are all backed up with information. It's actually pretty interesting. Go ahead.
Well, they had a huge article on her not too long ago when she was on this huge tour that she was doing, because I think it was Forbes magazine or maybe Rolling Stones magazine, because they had a photo of her taking an ice bath, and we believe that those that have taken this mRNA technology.
Sorry, go ahead. Sorry, go ahead.
They had her taking an ice bath and then drinking her own urine and telling the world that that was how she was dealing with this stressful schedule of doing all these performances every single night, was with an ice bath,
right,
and with urine therapy, you know?
Yeah.
And it's very interesting times we're living in, Jim. And again, I have to go back to that. If what these things that I were saying could be discredited and there was nothing there, they would leave it alone. But just right now, you have went in there and you've done research. And now if you're truly a follower of Christ, you'll do what the Lord commands you to do. And that is test and prove all things and test it more. Cause I tell people, don't believe it, guys. I don't want to believe it, but show me the research that it's dangerous. Show me the research that it doesn't do these things that I believe it does, because I'm teachable, Jim. I am very teachable. Right. Okay. But I'll try anything once if you can show me the research that it's safe and effective, because this is my temple that God has gifted me. And that's what I do. And that's what drives them crazy, because I'm not afraid to go speak out about these things. And I'm not a medical doctor. I tell people, don't believe anything I say. And I will never tell anybody how to take care of their temple. But I tell you, this is how I take care of my temple. And if you choose to do the same, that is your choice, Jim.
Right. No, and I get it completely, and that's just where it's sad that we have this situation where we can't have a open debate, can't have a decent conversation about anything. When here's the simple facts: the stuff that Trump said at the podium during a press conference, where he would spend an hour to 2 hours a day just answering questions from the press, which the potato in chief today can't figure out how to walk back and forth across the lawn without having mental issues. But the thing is, he talked about the ultraviolet. Remember the ultraviolet vein therapy, which is actually real. The chlorine dioxide or actually using chlorine to purify the blood. Then he talked about, he said he took the vaccine. But remember when he said that he was taking it, he actually said it. He said, I'm taking HCQ, the vaccine that cures this. And so the problem is that we've had all these things come out, but what they do, they immediately attacked him. Ivermectin is horse paste and all this other stuff. Well, I don't know. I'm taking ivermectin in these little bitty pills at 12 milligrams a week. And I'm surviving very well with everything that's been going on around me, the different events I've been to. I sat right next to Javon Pulitzer, who, you know, he says he got scarlet fever. I mean, I didn't get it. So again, why, you know, when you say you're being disparaged, well, the problem is that one, it shows ignorance, but also two, why are they so worried about you saying this? And why do they really care? If you're out there, if you're the wackadoodle, then let you run off and people chase you and people go down the wrong path and it, you know, leads to their own destruction. But if it's actually, why are they so apt to want to push against you? Because you're accurate. And that's the problem.
And that's where, Jim, your listeners know this. And that's why I so commend you for allowing me to come on here today and speak about these things, because Jim, we're over the target, and I tell everybody this, and I mean this in all sincerity. I fear no man. I fear not Satan. But I know now that my life is in danger, and that's the honest to God truth, because we are now giving out such valuable information that they are looking completely into me and what I'm doing. I had to drive back to Louisiana this past weekend because of a cray-cray woman in Ireland. I'm not even going to mention her name, Jim, because I don't want to give her any recognition whatsoever.
Right.
But Jim, this woman, I know for a fact, is a direct informant with Interpol, which is the international police. Okay. And what this woman has done to those involved with alternative therapies is very sad. Jim, right. One of my acquaintance, Carrie Rivera, who treated her own child that was damaged by vaccines. She treated her own child with MMS, chlorine dioxide. This woman got her ran out of the United States of America.
Really?
And she went to Germany, Jim. Now listen to this is, and anybody can go look all this up, and I'll give you all the stories, because this woman is taking credit for this and publicized this and whatnot. Ran this woman out of America. And a couple months ago, she had this woman's home raided by the German police and the German equivalent to the FDA. Wow. Okay. This woman was directly responsible for Mark Grennan, who's a very good friend of mine, who's been in prison now for 550 days with his three sons, with no trial, no jury. And why are they in prison, Jim? Because they were given away chlorine dioxide as a sacrament for their church. Okay,
so how is that legal? I mean, what is the lawyer saying on that the fact they've been held with that long?
Again, Jim, it's all one of those things where the people with the guns and the badges, they literally can do what they want to, because we the people have allowed this to happen, and that's why I've been doing.
Uh-oh, I lost you, Chris. Chris, I lost your volume. Chris, I lost your volume. Where'd you go, buddy? Your voice, you get your voice. I can't hear. You got your microphone off. Ding. There you go.
No. Hey, the Daily Beast was calling me. You want to listen to the conversation?
Oh, well, sure. Go ahead. Zoom us in here. Go ahead.
Well, I'd have to put it on my regular phone.
Okay. Well, we'll listen. We'll listen to how the Daily Beast treats you. Bring it on. Yeah.
Okay, hold on. I'll call him back, because I want to finish this, because I forget. ADD or ADHD, one of them. I forget what I had to say.
No, you're so anyway, just Chris. You're not anything. You're just Chris.
But anyway, okay, it gets better. You know, Mark Grennan, they've been in prison for 550-plus days. Another acquaintance of mine was in Las Vegas, and a few months ago, their office and their home got raided by the FDA, and this person's in prison right now. And then the one that's a really kicker, Jim, and this is the one where I had to come back to Birmingham and deal with some things, because this is very serious, Jim. Dr. Jeff Bradstreet, who had a practice in Georgia, Alabama. This woman from Interpol, from Ireland, had his office raided.
Right.
Okay. And not only was his office raided, a few days later, guess what happened to him?
He died.
He ended up dead, Jim.
Jeez.
He ended up dead. I spent 2 hours on the phone with his sister-in-law over a week ago now.
Right.
And she called me up because some of my people realized that this crazy woman was reaching out to me. And they put her in contact with me, Jeff Bradstreet's, Dr. Jeff Bradstreet's sister-in-law. And she called me up and said, Christopher, you need to stop everything you're doing. You need to pull everything down, and you need to go away for a while. And I said, why? She said, Christopher, you're playing with the big boys now, and it's very likely you'll either end up dead or in prison.
So is this your Carol Baskins to your Tiger King? Is that what you're telling me? This lady's that bad?
Wow. Yes. Yeah. But this will be a good story for the Netflix when they come in to do our whole show. That's what we're working on right now. But yeah. Anyway, yes, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
But she said, Christopher, I know for a fact, and we have all the evidence that my brother-in-law did not kill himself. My brother-in-law was just like you. He feared no man. He feared not Satan. And when they came in to investigate him, he told him that he was doing nothing wrong and he was going public with everything. And then he ended up dead, Jim.
Where's all of his information at? Who has his documentation?
Jim, I don't want to put that out there for the world because, again,
it is in safe. Is it in safe hands?
It is. As of right now, it's all in very safe hands.
Good.
And the biggest thing we can do is expose these organizations and these people for what they're doing. They're coming after people like myself that are helping people without drugs, without chemicals, without surgery. And with me now, what drives them crazy is I don't sell anything, Jim. You've been to my Clay Clark events and you've seen me. I've had chlorine dioxide. I've had deer antler velvet. I've had T-shirts. I've had paint chips. I've had energy chips. Have you seen me ever sell one single thing?
Nope.
Not at all. I gave it to anybody that wanted, have I not?
That's right.
Every single person that wanted, I gave it to them.
Yep. And I actually give it away, too. I got some from Bob in Phoenix, and I made sure that I'm giving out the chlorine dioxide to as many people that will take it. Because it's the two bottles that are given makes it last forever because basically you're not using very much of it per day. And the health benefits of it are amazing. And all you're doing is just drinking a little bit of water. I mean, it's amazing. So, anyway.
Well, again, it's one of those things where I've tried to dot all my I's and cross all my T's. And we're getting even that more bulletproof with getting me 100% out of the system. Right. So that's all being taken care of right now. You know what I'm talking about because they know I'm over the target. That's why I just got off the phone with the Daily Beast a little while ago, and they were literally calling me back just then because they're trying to put a story out there because of this Irish lady that I'm selling bleach. And I do not sell any product, much less sell bleach. I will never sell bleach. Christopher Key, I have a court order. If I sell anything, if I do anything involved with health, wellness, and pain management for 10 years, I go to jail. So the only thing Christopher Key does...
Why would they want to do that? Why are they trying to keep you from selling anything that has to do with health and wellness? Why would there be a judgment against you for that? How is that defaulting to freedom?
Because I had to come to an agreement with them where they were finding me hundreds of millions of dollars, and if I agreed to no longer practice in my field, Jim, for 10 years, they reduced it from hundreds of millions of dollars to $52,000, but they got to keep $1 million worth of product that they took to the local hospital and they burned it up in the incinerary, that they kept all my lab equipment, my gym equipment, $250,000 cash in my checking account, and I had to agree not to do anything in my field for 10 years. And I couldn't defend myself because they locked down all my accounts and whatnot.
Right.
And I didn't know what I knew then now about law to properly defend myself pro se. So I had a cop a deal and I agreed with them. And for two more years, I can't do anything. And that's why, you know, they're really frustrated with me because they know I know my court order and it's really hard for them to entrap me because I don't sell anything, Jim. I give it all away.
Right. Well, okay, so we got, and I know what you're talking about with the different things that we're doing and we've done together and things we've talked about and different people we're associated with. So one of the things is we're getting ready to do one of those classes that we're going to be able to try to put together a class, and we're going to do it in Kansas City probably in the next week or so. Do you think you'd want to attend that and be a part of something like that here coming into Kansas City or Wichita or whatever we could do?
Well, I would love to, Jim, but me and David are here in Louisiana trying to, you know, we've got meetings every day. If you find out a date and if we can maybe get our friend Andrew to pick us up on a private plane and fly us out there, we might be able to do that.
Yeah, and I think we will. You know, I think we'll be able to do that. And so we'll work that out. But I want you to understand that there is so much more to this, right? We have so many things going on in the world around us, and I want to make sure that you're going to be on the right side of things. So real quick on a couple things, give a little bit of the background. So some people haven't heard from you before. What was the background with you and your children and how that started for you? I just want to make sure that people understand where your heart is and how this all started. Because I think so many times you're so much in today's moment and today's bears and this and that and this and that. I think sometimes you're rushing past some things. But we're going to talk about, I want to talk about how this started for you and your two children and their allergy.
Okay. Well, let me give you guys a little, I hate to do this, but I have to try to build my credibility because they tear it apart. But for anybody that doesn't know me, Jim, I used to be very respected in the health and wellness business. I brought to market a device called the Bod Pod that's now the gold standard around the world. All my professors told me I was a crazy nut. I could never sell this $35,000 unit. But now every major organization in the country has it. The Air Force Academy, Naval Academy, the Marines, Emory University, the Buffalo Bills, Indianapolis Colts, you name it, they all utilize it. And then I created my company called Swatz, and that was the most controversial supplement company in the world, and we help people without drugs, chemicals, and surgery. And I was part, Jim, of 4 national championships, 3 Super Bowls, 7 championships in a row. We were on the cover of Sports Illustrated. We were on 60 Minutes. We did things God's way, and they came in, like I said, 8 years ago and shut us down and stopped everything we were doing. But my greatest accolade in life that put me on this journey of really doing God's work and helping God's children was the day I became a father. And when I became a father, Jim, everything changed.
Right.
And I love my temple more than anything in the world. But when God gifted me those 2 twins, I knew that it was my responsibility to take care of their temple.
Right.
And God really put a blessing on me because had he not done this, who knows what would have happened to my children, because I would have not have done the research that I should have done, but I was forced to. And what I'm talking about here, Jim, is my twins were born with one of the most rare diseases on the planet called phenylketonuria, otherwise known as PKU. Right. Well, they will never eat protein the rest of their life. No milk, no chicken, no cheese, no fish, no birthday cake, no ice cream. Nothing that has protein, Jim, will they ever eat.
Right.
And if they do eat it, it becomes toxic. It goes straight to the brain, and it causes the most extreme mental retardation there is. Okay. It is the worst of the worst. But if they're treated correctly with proper diet, they live perfectly normal lives. So the first thing they want to do to our children is vaccinate. And right. Jim, I knew nothing about vaccines whatsoever. I just knew that I'd been given them, and I was told they were safe and effective. And, you know, I was ready to give them my children, but this PKU, you know, changed everything because I went into my doctor's office and I said, look, my kids have PKU. And, oh my goodness. Oh, just come on. That was quick. My kids have PKU. And he's like, oh my goodness. You know, I've read about PKU, but I've never had a child that had PKU, much less 2. And I said, yeah, doc, you know, what can you tell me about these vaccines? And he said, well, it's interesting you ask. Your children are part of this new schedule where they're going to have to take 72 bioweapons before they are 18 years of age. And I said, wow, doc. I said, can you give me a study to show me that this new schedule is safe? And doc said, sure, they're all over the place. And I said, well, can I see one? He's like, not right now. And we waited. And a week later, we went back and they were ready to give my children the vaccines. And I'm like, you can't do that till I see these studies. Doc comes in and says, Christopher, there are no studies. And I'm like, doc, what do you mean there are no studies? He says, but Christopher, they got to be safe. They've been approved by the FDA, the CDC, the AMA. And I'm like, brother, these are my twins that have been gifted to me. And I got to take care of their temple. You took an oath to do no harm. How is it you're going to give this to my children?
Right.
And we left that day not being vaccinated, Jim. And when I left that day, I had no idea how my life would change, because that was a day I really took to heart what my Lord commanded me to do, and that was test and prove all things. And I began to look into bioweapons, and I began to find out things that I'm like, there is no way. There's no way this can be real. Right. There's no way that in 1986, Ronald Reagan passed the Vaccine Injury Act, that it exempted all vaccine companies of any and all liability. There's no way that's true. There's no way that in 2010, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that all vaccines were unavoidably unsafe. There's no way. There's no way that in 2018, Robert Kennedy Jr. sued HHS to release the safety studies that Ronald Reagan said had to be done not every year, but every other year.
Right.
He said, you know, we got to hold them accountable. We got to make them do safety studies, but make them do it every other year. And then they sued to have those safety studies released, Jim, and they were completely and totally empty. Wow. Not one safety study. But yet, Jim, I'm the crazy one because I've taken the time to do what my Lord commanded me to do, and that was test and prove all things. And I took the time to go to the library. I took the time to, yes, get out on the internet. But I went to the Library of Congress. I pulled up these information from the Library of Congress, guys, because remember, this was 23 years ago, okay? Mm-hmm. And everybody said, well, you got your stuff from Google. You got your stuff from YouTube. No, I didn't, brother. I got my stuff from the Library of Congress, from the medical doctors, and yet I'm the crazy one. Because of that, I was forced, and I wanted to find a cure, Jim, for my children, their PKU. I wanted to find a cure for them. I was determined to find a cure for them.
Right.
But God said, Christopher, not only is there a cure for their PKU, but there's a cure for any and all disease. Because in reality, Jim, there is no disease. All there is lack of cell-to-cell communication. And right. Then from that lack of cell-to-cell communication, you get inflammation. That inflammation is what they call disease. And all you have to do is make the cells communicate again. The inflammation goes away. Therefore, the disease does. And that's something in science they never talk to you about, because you guys have been taught by the Rockefeller Foundation.
Yeah.
And Dr. Pasteur, that it's all about the germs, that you got to kill.
Right.
And guys, it has nothing to do with the germs. It has everything to do with the terrain. You got to go study Dr. Bachamp and realize that it's all about balance. Long as you keep the body's terrain in balance, long as you keep the viruses in balance and the germs in balance and the parasites in balance, you have no disease.
Well, Dr. Artis talked about it, that he said basically everything that's on our periodic table is everything that cures us. We don't need these modified chemicals that they keep trying to put into our bodies, that most of the time we're just low on magnesium or low on salt, or we're low on certain things that we just, iodine, you know, iodine is what we used to have 500% more of that in our diet. We don't even have it at all now, but the iodine and salt, know that iodine is bound by acid and doesn't absorb in your body. It's a whole trickery. So basically everything they told us, don't put salt in your diet, is actually backwards and wrong. We should be increasing our salt intake, especially some of our sea salts that have other trace minerals. But everything that we should have been doing is in our periodic table. And if we're not looking to that for our answers, we're in the wrong place. Because again, do you choose science or do you choose God? And I know your story and I know where you're at, and I want you to talk about it in ways that people can really understand what I understand about you and know about you. And that's why I ask you these questions and I get you to go back and rehash it. And I know that's personal. I mean, I have a disabled daughter as well. And I, you know, Lori, my wife at the time, got sick in the third trimester, and it was very hard on me. I went through a huge learning curve. The first deaf person I met was my daughter. In my entire life, I'm 19 years old, having a deaf daughter. So when people don't understand these stories, that's where misinformation comes from. And I understand the stuff behind what you're doing with chlorine dioxide. Chlorine dioxide, to me, has been, it's a huge game changer for me. I see the benefits of it almost instantaneously, but I'm also watching my body detox chemicals out of me that smell like hot garbage. And I'm not saying that I'm gassy or whatever, but I mean, my body is emitting it. I feel what's going on. I feel the change in myself. And yet people want to disparage that. That right there to me is just laziness and fear. So to me, I think the AMA is a bunch of snake oil driven wax quackadoodles. I think they're the ones that they got it all wrong. I think the wrong team got sponsored. And those of us that should be looking to dandelion root, should be looking to milk thistle, should be looking to, you know, different types of herbs and roots and different mushrooms and things in our life, I think we've missed the boat. And those were the doctors who really had the right answers. The ones that we call the witch doctors, they really had the right answers. How is it that witch doctors somehow knew these different herbs could cure these different things, but then when the AMA come along, now they're the quacks? But if you come along and say chlorine dioxide, which is just water purification in its simplest form, now somehow that's a bad deal. And then there's somebody sitting in jail for over a year, 2 years now, yet they have no trial, they have no court dates because of that. This is the part where I don't think people are picking up how bad the AMA really is and what we're really fighting against and the machine that we're up against.
You hit it all on the head, Jim. And that's why I will not stop what I'm doing, even though it's very possible and probable that I'll end up in jail or I'll end up dead. But my children, my grandchildren will never look at me and say, Dad, Granddad, why didn't you do something to stop this? And that's what motivates me every single day, because I don't want to believe the things that I believe, Jim. And I am very, very teachable. If somebody can show me that urine therapy is bad for them, I will expose that. If somebody can show me that chlorine dioxide is bad for the human being, I will expose that, because I don't want to say anything that is harming God's people and God's children. You know, but all the evidence I've seen so far shows that we are on the right side of history. I mean, Dr. Manuel Aparicio went on the Stu Peters show 6 months ago, and this is what they can't stand. They hate this because he's an actual medical doctor. He's not that cray-cray person, Christopher Key, that drinks his own urine therapy or his own urine and drinks chlorine dioxide. He's a physical medical doctor, right, that heads up over 7,500 other medical doctors now, and they told the world that they had cured over 500,000 people, Jim, that had COVID with chlorine dioxide. And I've got evidence and coming out of the one person's mouth that said they physically made sure that President Trump had chlorine dioxide. And he exactly, when he talked about drinking bleach, he was talking about chlorine dioxide, yep, because he had read over the research. He had watched the documentary, The Universal Antidote, and he knew how wonderful the therapy was. And that's why he put it out there, because again, he knew what they would do and how they would turn it. And it made millions and millions of people wake up to chlorine dioxide. And I believe that's what's happening with this urine therapy. Yeah. That's why I went on the record and said what I said, because I believe that it's very possible, it's very probable that for those that have taken this bioweapon, that it could completely and totally reverse all the damage that's been done. And that's a blessing, Jim. And they can persecute me all they want. They can kill me. They can lock me up. But until somebody can show me evidence that that is not correct, I'm going to keep speaking about it. And if I'm giving the anti-vaccine movement a bad name, so be it. Because, yes, Christopher Key does drink his own urine. Okay, but I will never tell anybody else to drink their own urine. Right. I'll never tell anybody else to drink chlorine dioxide. But I drink that every single day. And most importantly, I take my IGF-1 every day, because the chlorine dioxide, I believe, detoxifies the human body, but then you got to rebuild the body. And I believe the IGF-1 that you can get at keystolife.shop, keystolife.shop is the best product in the world to rebuild, regrow, and rejuvenate. And that's why it was banned by the NFL, the PGA, Major League Baseball. Why? Because it worked. Yep. Anything that works, anything that they can't patent, anything that is of God, for God, and with God, they don't want you guys to know about it. And you need to wake the hell up. Wake up, guys, and realize this is all about the destruction of this old world, and they want to create their new world with their one world government, their one world religion, their one world currency, and they don't want you here. They look at you as being useless feeders. Can you talk to people about that, Jim, how we're looked at as the useless feeders?
Well, and that's the sad part of it, is that the elite that are trying to do the reset, that we talk about this 1%, right? The railing against the 1%. They're doing a reset to only because they're seeing us rise up and cry, starting to gain our own power. That if we bind together, we become stronger than they are. We outrank them. I think it's like 5 million to 1 or 10 million to 1. It's some unbelievable number. But what they're doing in the financial reset, in the physical reset, in the population reset, is to make sure that they are putting themselves at the top of the mountain, the top of the heap. And as long as they can continue to push us down and discredit us and keep us from realizing what our real powers are, our ability to find that fourth and fifth dimension, our ability to actually expand our minds, as long as we keep, you know, allowing the chemicals to be put into our body and dumbing us down and keeping us from having our connection with God, then they win. And every time you put in any, if you buy anything on the grocery aisle, you are letting them win. If you're not shopping on the outside of the grocery store, you are letting them win. And even the outside of the grocery store is being tainted with GMOs now, right? So the idea is, guys, that this is absolutely a battle. They have the antidote. They have what they need to make sure that they're not going to be affected by anything they're doing to us. And they would not teach their children in a public education system that we are put into. They would not eat from the grocery stores that we go to. They would not put the box foods in their face that we do, because they know that those things keep them from being at the elevated state that they are. And they're continuing to try to keep us down financially, emotionally, spiritually, intellectually, everything. And there was no cancers. There was no sickness until the AMA came along. And then that was, they sued people. They ran people out of money. They ran people out of reputation. They disparaged these people because the Rockefellers financed them, because they got sponsored. The wrong guys got sponsored, just like Molly Hatchet was the wrong guy to get sponsored to create prohibition, only because Rockefeller didn't want people making home alcohol to run their vehicles on, because all Ford vehicles were flex fuel back then. You could run them off of alcohol or you could run them off of petroleum. And he was driving people to petroleum, not that he gave two craps about alcohol, but he sponsored Molly Hatchet so that he would drive you to petroleum. And again, we missed the boat on what these things are really about. No different than hemp being a horrible, you know, devil's lettuce product that actually goes around and kills societies. But we know that all sails and all ropes on every ship on the ocean had hemp ropes and hemp sails, because they're the only thing that could withstand the salt water. But we're being told, oh no, that stuff's going to kill you. It's not going to do this. Again, it's absolutely all propaganda, and we have been lied to. And I wasn't this guy 5-6 years ago. I wasn't this guy. I was a DOD private contractor. I was the yes, sir, no, sir, military tight haircut, clean background, all those things. But then they came after me because I simply ran for office, because they didn't feel they could buy me off. They didn't feel like they could manipulate me. And that's why I talk the way I do now. That's why I talk to people who like Chrissy here, that doesn't like being called Chrissy, but I do it because I know it makes him smile and get all uncomfortable. But I talk to Chris, I talk to people like him, because I know that the answers are different than everything we've been shoved down our throats. All the training, 50 years of my life, guys, 45 years of my life, I was lied to, and I ate the lies, and I believed the lies, and I regurgitated the lies. And now I have seen behind the curtain, I've seen the manipulation, I've seen what they're willing to do to us. And if you guys don't wake up, it's your own fault, because I'm giving you as much information as physically possible. Chris is out there living his life on the road. 100% of the time, this guy doesn't go. This guy, I mean, you ask him, where do you live, Chris?
I live. I have no home.
My address is Alabama or some crap like that. So the problem is, it's like, but he's putting his money where his mouth is. He's putting his life and reputation on the line. And what have you guys done in your lifestyle, in your daily life, in your vitamin regimen, in your food intake? What have you done to make your life, your world different, make your life better? What have you done today? And that's like, I talk about the 10%, right? What we talk about constantly is the little extra you do for the world around you. What is Chris doing? Is he doing the 10%? His whole car is wrapped in his ideology, what he believes and he needs to do. He's paying for billboards up and down interstates. What are you guys doing? What are you guys doing to support and make sure that these things continue on? Or are you going to let the AMA, the properly sponsored, you know, American Medical Institute, that is actually not government regulated, by the way, it's a cool kids club. It's an association. It's not actually anything. And by the way, if the government's telling you to do it, you probably need to do opposite of it. And that's the only thing I have actually learned in the last 6 years, is everything that my government told me to put in my body and how to treat my body with fluoride and all this other stuff, it's all BS. I'm now spending my entire days living and trying to figure out how to get all the crap out of my body that I put into it for 45 years. And I know Chris is out there pushing and doing as much as he can to turn this ship around. And he's out there with his little oar, but who else helping him? Who's out there with him? And that's the difference. That's the world we're living in, guys. That's why this guy's on the road doing his job.
And guys, in our last 10 minutes here, I need your help, okay? And they don't want you guys to know the power that each and every one of you guys individually have, where all you have to do to make one of the most amazing changes in this world is take the information that you've learned from Jim, myself, and others today, and just share it with one other person. One turns to two, two turns to four. Before you know it, there's 7 billion souls that knows what's going on. And I know for a lot of people out there, you know, the paradigm that they've been in, they feel very safe, and they don't want to look outside. They don't want to bring their head out of the sand. But guys, they are coming for your children. And I tell people over and over again that, look, if you want to wear a mask, great. put two masks on like Fauci tells you, put your pantyhose on. You know, if you want to take your bioweapon, you know, take the bioweapon this week and take the bioweapon tomorrow. Take one every single day, if not every single month or every single year, because you're going to have to take one for the rest of your life and multiple ones.
Yep.
But please, God, do not give this to your child. The evidence shows that there is absolutely no reason whatsoever to ever give this to a precious child. Mm-hmm. The chance of that child dying of COVID is less than 100 million to one. So why would you do this to that precious child? And why are they doing this to our precious children unless they want mass eugenics?
Right.
And guys, you have to do your own research. You have to do what your Lord commands you to do, and that's test and prove all things. And guys, this is the one I hate more than anything, because I have never cared about money, and I've had lots of money, and I've always loved to give it away. And I know that's why God's using me, because God knows that I know that the love of money is the root to all evil. And I'm taking that motivation of the love of money being the root to all evil, and I'm turning it back, and I'm giving it all away.
Right.
Anybody that needs it, I'm giving it to. I'm putting up the billboards. Anybody that's doing God's work, helping God's children, the money that comes into Christopher Key, I send it back out to his people. And that's why people just continue to give and give, because they know I'm doing God's work. I'm helping God's people. And we are winning, guys. And that's why they're over the target with me. That's why they've written stories about me every single day. For the last 2 weeks, there's been something written about me trying to discredit me and whatnot. And guys, I need your help, because I can't do this alone. I can't put all these billboards up. They cost thousands and thousands of dollars, you know, per month to keep these up. So if you guys could please make a donation to vaccine-police.com, that money goes to the billboards. It goes to help God's people, God's children. And guys, I need you to hear this, because Christopher Key sells no products at all. But if any of your people want chlorine dioxide, if they want my pain chips, if they want energy chips, you can text me your mailing address, okay? You do not have to make any donation whatsoever, no donation. But if you tell me you want the chips, you want the chlorine dioxide, you want the pain chips, I will make sure that you receive those from the Rainbow Warriors, who's a church that I've been involved with for over 15 years now. And it's God's church. It's not a 501c3 church. So this is a God's church, and we'll make sure you get those products. But guys, please forgive me. We're about a month behind now because of the legal lead stuff that we're having to deal with and whatnot to make sure I don't end up in jail and whatnot. So please forgive me, but send me an address to 205-936-9803, and we'll make sure you get the chlorine dioxide. We'll make sure you get the pain chips, the energy chips. Now, Jim, tell them about my pain chips. You've used those, brother, have you not?
I have used those pain chips, and I will tell you that I thought he was, when he gave them to me, he's like, put this on, you know. I'm like, oh yeah, sure. You know, I put it on my knee, and it's like, and then it quit hurting. And then there was that, so I couldn't disparage him on that. But no, when he calls them pain chips, they're not paint chips. He makes it sound like you're eating lead-based paint chips, which actually, by the way, did you know that it takes actually 10 tons of paint chips for you to have actually consumed for you to get lead poisoning? They took lead out of house paint only because house paint will evaporate now. It will not hold on to anything. And all those things, it's all a big lie about lead and lead-based paint and all that other stuff. They were lying to you guys then. It doesn't poison kids' head. It was in the pipes and it was in the water. It has nothing to do with kids eating paint chips off of windowsills. But anyway, Chris, two things. Say pain chips. Say it.
Pain chips.
Okay, not paint chips. And then the other thing is, which they do work, they're amazing. It's breathtaking. But here's the other thing. I need you to slow that number down so people know how to text you properly, because you get to running, you memorize the number, they haven't. So give it to me in three digits, four digits. Go for it.
Love you, brother. Thank you so very much. 205.
Okay.
936-9803.
Okay, so 205-936-9803. Okay.
And I got to say one more thing, and then you can go to the website, guys, vaccine-police.com. And guys, this is the other thing I need you to do, is go print out the dossier that I have from Dr. David Martin that proves this is not a pandemic. This is a plandemic. This is not a V, but this is a bioweapon. Right. We got all the evidence now that proves all this. We got the patents that started in 1984 on this bioweapon. And we've got the copy of the 11 undeniable facts regarding all of the bioweapons. We have a copy of the Verge report. We've got a copy of the Nuremberg Code. And guys, this is where you can be the greatest help of all. That if you don't have money to donate, if you don't have time to go out and do these things, if you could please, from sitting there at your computer, print these out and serve the certified and register to your doctor, to your lawyer, to your attorney general, to your governor, anybody that's doing ill will to God's people and God's children, please serve them these documents. Tomorrow, guys, I'm going to have one of the most amazing phone calls in the world. With a school, a special needs school, and we're going to be exposing things that nobody knows about, and that I'm going to need your help to call this school and re-expose it. I'm going to show you guys exactly how to do this, and you guys are going to be blown away with the evidence we've gotten of what they're doing to these autistic children at this particular school, and we'll be exposing that tomorrow on the Jim Price Show.
Bang. Hey, let me give you one thing real quick, Chris, real quick, and this is one thing you need to remember. In congress.gov, I'm looking at the website right now, okay, congress.gov, it says Representative Courtney Joe Courtney of Connecticut, District 2, introduced the CARES Act, which financed all the business loans and all the PPE grants and how to shut things down because of this pandemic. This was introduced 1/24 of 2019, January 24th of 2019, a year and a month prior to the first case in America. And yet these people had the crystal ball enough to know that there was going to be a pandemic in 2020. And they voted this out of the House July of 2019, they passed it out of the House on an audible vote, not a roll call vote. Guys, listen, this was all planned. They wrote this bill in 2018 knowing that the Mexican beer flu was coming at the end of 2019, the beginning of 2020. They knew this was all happening. They wrote it in 2018. They introduced it the first day of Congress in 2019, passed it out in July, and then gave it to the Senate at the end of January, early February, for them to then pass it and be able to pay for all the PPE money, all the shutdowns, all that stuff in the early 2020. How did they know in 2018 this was going to happen in 2020? If you read the bill, all the language is in there, lockstep, and they knew all this in 2018, knowing that the Mexican beer flu was coming to America. How did they know that? Because they planned it all out. That's why we call it a plandemic. It has nothing to do with something that was naturally occurring in our society or naturally occurring in nature. It was something that they had planned to do to manipulate us.
Hey, in closing, if you haven't seen the Senate committee hearing yesterday with Senator Johnson and Thomas Rentz and Dr. Peter McCullough and whatnot, you guys need to go watch that. It's 5 hours long, but you can go to the Stu Peters Show and pull up the tidbits of it. It was earth-shattering, the testimonials that were given by the doctors, the lawyers, the nurses that prove this is a pandemic and this bioweapon is killing all of God's people and all of God's children, and it has to stop, and it has to stop now, Jim.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, so Chris, thank you so much for your time. I know that you were going to go work out. You said you're going for your me time, and you were gracious enough to stop your me time to come talk to me, but I do appreciate what you've had to say, but I know that's important to get what you're doing out there, and I know you're on the streets every day doing this, so thank you for what you're doing. But guys, it takes a little bit of crazy to get people to pay attention, right? And as far as I know, Chrissy is actually not as crazy as I am. So I think you're doing a great job, Chris. Keep up the good work. Be the right man. And thank you for doing what you're doing for us out there.
Love you, brother. Right. I really do. Love you, brother.
All right.
Love all your listeners. And please, guys, pray for me and my family because, again, we're over the target, and we will not stand down. I won't stand down. I can't stand down. Love you guys.
All right. Talk to you soon, Chris. We'll talk to you soon. We'll see you later.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right. So that was Christopher Key, and guys, he's putting the time in, man. He's out there giving it all he's got, and we have to be the right people at the right time to make sure that we are there to support him and everything he's got going on. This is our time. This is the difference for us. Now, we've had quite a few comments coming across the board here. I did put out there in the Restream comments, HR 748 CARES Act. If you actually look that up, you can go right there to congress.gov. You can see that Representative Joe Courtney, that he introduced it 1/24 of 2019. That's a year and a month prior to the first COVID, quote unquote, real case that they said they could find in America. Because, again, they had already developed the test for it, right? They had already developed all these things, and they knew exactly what it was, this PCR thing that was going to test for proteins. Again, this is the lie that we're up against, and this is the manipulation we've been under for so long that we're so used to it, we don't even know when to really push back. So real quick, I'm going to repeat his phone number if you want to text to him for the pain chips, not the paint chips, but the pain chips. The chlorine dioxide, it is 205-936-9803. Look him up, guys. Again, I've talked to you guys about donating to my show, you know, because there's things that that cost us to do what we're doing here consistently throughout the day, throughout the weeks, throughout the months, the traveling, those kind of things. I wasn't able to travel because of, you know, the funding is short right now. And I know a lot of people are worried about other things, but guys, this is what I've been out here doing this for a long, long time. I've been doing this on my own steam. I do need backup from you guys. I do need help. Chris needs your help. We're out here doing things that nobody else is doing. You're not hearing the information I'm giving you. The people that I talk to, the information I'm trying to give you, I'm trying to get you ahead of the curve. I'm trying to get you ahead of these things so you're not damaged, so you don't have to be affected by these people's evil agenda. And it is evil. I mean, it really, really is. And I wish it wasn't. I wish I didn't have to be this guy. No different than Chris said. He was talking about, I wasn't this guy. I didn't want to be this guy. But I got forced onto this stage because the establishment came after me, because I saw the pay to play, because I saw the manipulation, I saw the investment firm, I saw what the police department was willing to do, the DA's office was willing to do, I saw what the judges were willing to do, that they were willing to cover for each other. You know, sealing and redacting a probable cause statement is literally the greatest heinous crimes that we ever have in our legal system, and yet that was done to me, and I had to pay another lawyer to go and get this, to unseal and unredact this. After a year, you're supposed to receive that within 48 hours of being arrested or being charged with a crime is to give the probable cause statement, yet mine was sealed and redacted because the guy who signed the search warrant was a guy I was having coffee with. See, guys, the system and the establishment and the machine that's eating me and the legal fees that I still am incurring today, I'm having to go up to another fight again to maintain my freedoms. Guys, this is what they're doing to us. They're eating us away. They're using us like an eraser and just rubbing us down and rubbing us down and running us out of money. Chris just talked about that in his own life, how he had to go into a quote-unquote binding contract to not talk about or participate in what his career was for 10 years. They confiscated cash. They confiscated product. They did all these things to him because of why? Because they don't want his message out there. They don't want him healing people. They don't want him doing outside of the AMA, the FDA, the CDC, the NIH, the WHO. Do you guys see the recurring pattern here over and over again? It's happening in real time. And you guys don't think that it's your time to stand up? When is it your time to stand up? When they finally beat down your door? When they finally start sticking some chemicals in your arm to cure your cancer that they gave you? When actually reality is that your body has all the answers inside of it, but we have to be strong enough to fight those things inside of our body with our body and not be fearful and go, oh, we got to go get some chemotherapy, this horribly horrendous poisonous drug to stick into our body to then what? To kill off our body, then to try to rebuild our body, but then you get chemo brain and all this other stuff from it? Guys, they've been lying to us from the beginning, and we have to break away these chains. You're living in slavery, you're living in bondage, and it's called information bondage. It's called financial bondage. It's called corporate bondage, and you don't have to live in these worlds. You don't have to live in this kind of life. We're going to be doing some stuff to help people get out of these things in the near future, and I want you guys to be a part of this, but you guys have to understand, I can't do this on my own. Chris cannot do this on his own. We need your support, and if you guys are going to be a part of this, then let's be a part of this. Let's make this happen. We have to be different people. We have to be the difference in this world to put this world on a better trajectory than what we have right now. We're lying to ourselves if we can keep going back and saying, oh, well, I'll just get a little bit of doctor. I'll just get a little bit of this. I'll just get a little bit of that. No. Dr. Artis has been on my show. He has point blank told you. Chrissy's been on the show. How many times now have I had this guy? He's going down the road in his car, driving like a maniac. He's out there putting the time in behind the windshield. And guys, this guy is putting his life on the line to what? To be the biggest idiot in the crowd? To go out there and just to be the punching bag because he has nothing else to do with his life? He's an intelligent person who knows what he's talking about, but we don't want to be honest with ourselves and say, you know what? We need to break away from the crowd. Oh, I don't believe what the crowd believes in. I don't believe in all that. Oh, I'm different, Jim. Then where is your, put your money where your mouth is. Put your lifestyle in your life where your mouth is. If you're going to give me the lip service to say you're going to be this person, going to be that person, then let's see you do it. I'm doing it in my life. I mean, I'm literally down. This, all I drink is alkaline water. This is it. I am literally making sure that I am getting the right type of alkaline water in my body. I'm making sure to put kind of the right kind of vitamins in there. And yeah, I do cheat with the cookies here and there, and I do cheat with the cakes here and there. But I can tell you what right now, guys, if you will make me a box of cookies that are made from real lard, that's made from real flour, not processed anything. If you make me those and put in some real chocolate chips, or you put in some real oatmeal raisin cookies and you send them to me, I'll eat those instead of the crap I have to get from the store. Try me. I dare you. Make me some ginger snaps out of the old-fashioned way. I dare you. I will eat it all day long. But the problem is I don't have a lot of those great options. And so I go back to them, but I'm putting other things in my body. I'm doing the chlorine dioxide. I'm doing the boron. I'm doing the iodine. I'm doing the things in my body to get this stuff out of my body and make my life better. I want to put another 70 years on this model right here, this guy right here. I want to do another 70 years. And how do I do that? By not going to the AMA. Look at my hand, guys, right here. I use zinc. That was the dog got a hold of me right there. I could literally see the muscle in my hand. That's how deep it was. I could see where the dog's tooth got a hold of it. And I used zinc on that. That's a month ago. It's gone. It's a little pink right there. There's not going to be any scarring because I used zinc. I didn't use petroleum jelly to keep the wound open and keep it festering and keep it getting infected all the time. I used zinc on here, and never once did I have any issues with it whatsoever. That was it. Zinc. Zinc. Zinc, zinc, Abreva is 100% zinc. I used that on a huge T-style cut where the dog had got in there. It was a T. But remember Dr. Artis said that I would lose my medical license if I had one for saying that. Why would I lose my medical license for showing you that I literally healed myself with something as simple as zinc? And I didn't get stitches because I didn't want to go to the VA because I didn't want them to jab me. I didn't want them to test me. I didn't want to do all that crap just to get a couple stitches. So I didn't go, so I just used zinc. Guys, the answers are there for us. The answers are right in front of our face, and we don't have to be victims to these people anymore. This is the difference. We are the difference makers. Right now, we all stand up, we bind together, we quit doing this social distancing. Again, the words that don't mean the same thing. They're actually juxtaposed to each other. That's why it doesn't work in your brain. Social means to come together. Distancing means to push apart. Social distancing, we don't work that way. We are humans. We need each other. We need that physical touch. We need that bond. We need to bind together. This is the world we live in. Let's make it ours. Let's not listen to the elites. If we walk away from them, then who's paying them? And stop paying into the machine that's eating you. Figure it out. Listen to the words I'm telling you. If you guys need me to come out and talk to your small groups, you want me to talk to you individually, reach out to me. I've got some people here that I sent them my number over on Twitch. I want them to get a hold of me. I want to help them out. You know, they got autoimmune disease. We can do this. There's a lot of ways to fix this, and it's almost immediate. We don't have to go through a lot of crap. Dr. Artis got his sister, who had lupus, who was on medications that was supposed to be sterile for the rest of her life. He started treating her. 1 year later, she was giving birth to her first child. This is the difference, guys, and all he is using is your body to fix your body. He's not going in there and doing surgery. He's not going in there with all these harsh chemicals. In fact, he's chasing the chemicals out that they've been dumping in us and dumbing down our pineal gland, dumbing down our fourth and fifth dimensions, dumbing down our minds from the ability to connect to the higher powers that we really should be a part of. There is bigger messages out there, but we've been dumbed down for so long, we don't even realize how dumb we are and how much of a cage we really live in, and it's all fictitious. We don't have to live in these cages. We can break away from these people. We don't need the permission to live. We don't. We absolutely don't. And there's ways to get away from this, and we are the difference makers. All right, guys. Well, we went a little long today, so thank you so much for all being here. Thank you for the great comments. Bones over on Twitch, and Brian, thank you guys for being over there on Twitch as well. It was good to see you, Karen, and others. Carrie Heiserman, John over on Cloud Hub. Guys, thank you so much for coming out. Pete, I see you over there on Cloud Hub as well. There's been a lot of great stuff talked about today. Karen, thank you so much for being here. The world is ours, and the difference is the 10% we do for our neighbor, community, city, county, state, the federal government. The more you do for them, the less they have to do for you. So learn how to be selfless and not so damn selfish. See, this is the world we live in, and I've said that statement, and you guys kind of breeze past it, but see how that actually all ties into everything I talk about daily? We stand with all patriots, God and country. Hold fast, hold the line, do not give up, do not give in. We will win, I promise you. I told you guys, I've had the guys on the show that keep giving you the evidence, keep giving you the little keys to the future, what's going on around you, but you're too fearful and you keep running back to the old ways and you don't have to. Yes, it takes bravery, just like my statement that I gave out. I guess, guys, in October, right before the election, I wrote that charge statement, wrote that poem, that bravery is not in all of us, that it has to be practiced, and it is our duty to stand up to be brave. We have to be the brave ones until the others can stand up. Read that statement on thejimpriceshow.com. Go there, read that statement about bravery, about say her name. I have t-shirts to it. You guys can find a signed poster to it. You guys, there's a lot of things out there that I'm giving you all the keys to success here. You guys just have to pay attention. And by the way, these lights don't burn for free. You know, I don't have no Obama card, right? Even though Obama's in charge, right? Supposedly. Anyway, guys, this is the world we live in, so let's make our life a better place. If you guys have any questions or comments, jimprice@thejimpriceshow.com is my email. jimprice@thejimpriceshow.com is my email. If you guys have any questions or comments, get a hold of me. If you have any events or anything you need me to speak at or be a part of, I do have one tomorrow evening. There's a meeting I'll be going to tomorrow night with a bunch of people, and I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be great. Anything you guys need, like I said, don't hesitate to reach out. And I think that's about it. So thank you so much for all your great comments and different things going on. I cannot like any comments on Facebook because I have a community violation that does not let me like until 10 a.m. on Friday. Don't know what that's about. No violation was sent to me, but I was just told that I violated community standards and I cannot like posts. I can friend, I can comment, I can accept friends. Anyway, this is the stupidity in which we're living in. You guys really sure you guys want machines running your life? They can't even get it right. They don't even know what they're really doing. This AI stuff that they're allowing to go out there and make decisions for us, we really should be pumping the brakes on this. It's absolutely ridiculous. All right, guys, I'm Jim Price, the Jim Price Show Daily Update. You guys all be good to each other out there, and I will see you guys tomorrow. Bye-bye.